Window World is proud to present Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, simply the best for less at WindowsKansasCity.com.
For a team that's struggling and everybody's giving up on, the Kansas City Chiefs are certainly catching a lot of breaks. And the NFL seems to be putting out a red carpet saying, come on, Chiefs, walk through it. Find your way to the postseason. Help us with the television ratings. You can do this. There are ways to do it. That's where we begin today on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, brought to you by Back9 Development, online at back9development.com. A custom home builder, commercial properties, room additions. TJ Vilkanskis is the best in the Midwest. Back9development.com, 785-236-0161. For anything you have in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, he'll hook you up. Right now they're featuring the Solheim Condominiums at Grandmere, a great investment property on the Colbert Hills Golf Course in Manhattan. It's back9development.com. So we learned that Aaron Rodgers has tested positive for COVID-19, and I love the reaction to this story. The first thing is everybody gets excited and says the Chiefs don't have to face Aaron Rodgers, and that's true. I will feel a little bit ripped off because I love watching Aaron Rodgers play football, but it definitely gives the Chiefs a better chance to win. That being said, Jordan Love is the not only heir apparent, he's the young man that's been in the program for a couple of years, being groomed by a coach who's an incredibly underrated coach, Matt LaFleur, in the NFL. His record is just outstanding. Yes, he has Aaron Rodgers, but his record is outstanding. They should have, in all likelihood, been in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs last year and not Tampa. Okay? This guy can coach. He knows offense. The offense is good. They have playmakers. Aaron Rodgers benefits from that. Aaron Rodgers is great. Aaron Rodgers is, in my opinion, the best quarterback in the NFL. If I could play one game with one quarterback right now, it would be Aaron Rodgers. That's controversial to many of you, but so be it. I would love to see Patrick Mahomes play like Aaron Rodgers in a system like Green Bay and see what that looks like, but I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes' game is suited to that. Patrick Mahomes is more of a wild thrower. He doesn't have the accuracy and the touch that Aaron Rodgers has, especially on those lofted little passes down the sideline. Mahomes gets wild with those. Too far inbounds into traffic, too far out of bounds where your guy can't catch it. Rodgers is he's an assassin. I mean, he's unbelievable. He's so precise in what he does. He's amazing. He will not play. Jordan Love will. That being said, Jordan Love is a little mobile. This will be a bit of a change for the Chiefs. They'll have to look at some film on this player, probably go back to some college tape and look at him as well. He is more mobile. He's more agile. He's more likely to take off and run for a first down. He will not be the accurate passer that Aaron Rodgers is, and he will not make the good decisions that Aaron Rodgers does. But put yourself in Jordan Love's shoes. You've waited for this opportunity. You're the heir apparent. It seems like after this year, the Packers are going to trade Aaron Rodgers or do something and move on. And Jordan Love will be the starter. They like him. They don't like him as much as the Chiefs, like Patrick Mahomes versus Alex Smith, but they really, really like this guy. And they think he's ready. So don't think of this as a guy making his first start. And if you're in his shoes and you're the Packers, what better possible situation than your first NFL start against this Chiefs defense? Okay? So if you think the game is over Sunday and Jordan Love is playing and the Chiefs defense is going to create mayhem and cause turnovers and frustrate this quarterback, and the Chiefs are going to cakewalk to a 34-13 win, you better think again, because the Chiefs defense hasn't created that chaos against really any quarterback in this league. And they've played some crappy quarterbacks and teams. They're playing the NFC East. And they've played the Eagles, the Redskins, and the Giants quarterbacks. Dreadful, dreadful, and worse. That's basically what we've got in those three quarterbacks. They're bad. They're bad quarterbacks. And at times, they were very good against the Chiefs. The Chiefs, in the case of the Washington game and the Giants game, had long stretches where they kept the offense from moving the ball, but they never really stopped Philadelphia. So I'm not optimistic that the Chiefs are going to hold this team to 17 or less. I'm just not. It's not what the Packers are. I think the Packers are going into the mid to upper 20s and maybe even to the 30s with Jordan Love as their quarterback. So again, it will be on, the onus will be on the Chiefs offense. It will be on Patrick Mahomes. And as we watch and study more and more of what the Chiefs have done this year, and I went back, and I don't do this very often. I went back with the clicker fast and rewatched a lot of Monday night's game. And the conclusion I'm drawing, and I'm not unique this way, that most people are drawing is The Chiefs have no trouble. I asked Stan about this on Tuesday morning. Why don't the Chiefs just run the ball and dink and dunk? When I'm watching Mahomes in the shotgun, in most plays, seven players are dropping in coverage. The Chiefs are sending three or four receivers out, and the defense has seven players covering four. That obviously gives them the chance to bracket and put two men on Kelce and two men on Hill. That's what's frustrating Patrick Mahomes. They can't get past the safeties, and there's two guys covering the two stud receivers. The other receivers aren't good enough one-on-one to be difference makers. Teams know this. It's a very simple concept. Don't let football be confusing. It's a number. Football, from the beginning of time, has always been a numbers game. Sometimes it always wasn't the matchup at the line of scrimmage numbers. Sometimes it was, my offensive linemen weigh 20 more pounds than your defensive linemen. We're just going to run the ball on you. We're going to push you back and run the ball. It's always numbers. It's always numbers. In the case of the Chiefs, it's they drop seven, the Chiefs send out four, nobody's open. The Chiefs don't want to go to RPO. I asked Dan on Tuesday, should the Chiefs go to an RPO offense and start running Patrick Mahomes? It's probably too early in the season to do that, but trust me, if this keeps going, there will be a time this year where they're going to run some RPOs, and you'll see Mahomes, you know, rolling out to the side, pitching the ball, keeping it, running for first downs. That will keep the linebackers up. The Chiefs were establishing the run on Monday night, and then they'd go away from it. They'd run the ball. It made no sense at all. They'd run the ball past midfield, you know, get to the 30, 40, 45-yard line across midfield, and then they'd throw a couple of incomplete passes and have third and long. I just didn't get it. I like the push passes. I like the passes at the line of scrimmage. Would I rather see the Chiefs go downfield? Of course I would rather see the Chiefs go downfield. It's not available. The other team, it has always been true in football. Bill Snyder taught me this many, many years ago. I had a great discussion with him one day, and he said, we can always take away something. You just have to decide what it is that you want to take away. Most teams will always say we're taking away the best thing they do. In this case, the best thing the Chiefs do is Patrick Mahomes downfield to Kelce and Hill. Teams can take that away. The Chiefs are like a, I can't use that analogy. I can, but I'm not going to. You know, it's like a teenage boy on his first date. You just get too excited. You know, you can't stand it. You can't play the long game. You just don't have any patience. And the Chiefs get on offense and they can't stand it. They do all these things well. They move the ball. They're running the football and they go away from it. Where did Gore go the other night? He just got a one series, just gashing them 7 yards at a time, touchdown, boom. Where'd that go? They just said, well, we did that. We proved we can do that. We'll stop doing that now. I don't understand it. I know it's not in Andy's DNA. He loves to throw the football. I get it. Mahomes loves to throw the football. Slow down. Take what they give you. It's there. If the Chiefs have to reinvent this season, they have to reinvent. If they run the ball, if they throw short passes, they should be successful against the Packers. If the Packers, at the snap, drop seven guys, and it's hysterical because they're literally, the second the ball is snapped, you see the linebackers just drop. They're not even covering anybody. They're just dropping and keeping the entire play in front of them. They're not covering anyone. They're just dropping. The two safeties and the two corners are on their guys, but they immediately go back because Hill's going downfield, Pringle's going downfield, whatever. They're going downfield, so they're going with them. The safeties play deep. The first thing they do is pedal backwards the second the ball is snapped. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. It's getting worse. Every week they're doing it more and more and more. And what they're realizing is we'll let them come down to the 20-yard line. They're not going to score on us. We're going to jam the field up tight. Mahomes is going to try to throw it 126 miles an hour in a window the size of a thimble and score a touchdown. And we don't think they can do that. And once we get there and we don't start dropping back, we'll have some linebackers in the line of scrimmage that can stop this running game. That's what they're doing to the Chiefs. We will just assume that the Packers will do the same thing. This week, be patient. You've got a rookie quarterback you're going up against. Okay? He will make mistakes in this game. Jordan Love will make mistakes. Capitalize on those. Run some clock. Get some time of possession. Give your defense some rest. Move the chains. Don't go for the home run. Move the chains. Watch what the defense does. If you run the ball effectively, if you're passing it short and you're moving it, do they start to creep up? When they do, then you go over the top. This just doesn't seem that complicated to me. The Chiefs just can't stand it. They can't stand it offensively to play the long game. They just can't stand it. They know they can do it. We've seen it. We've seen long drives. First drive of the game was fantastic. Short little passes. There wasn't much running on that first drive. They marched right downfield. They turn it over in the end zone because Mahomes tries to do something he can't do. Jump up in the air and thread a needle. You got to stop. Take the three. You're playing the Packers and a rookie quarterback. Take the three. If you get the opening drive and you go down to the 7-yard line and you've got third and goal from the 7 and nobody's open, throw it in the seats, kick the three. It's okay. You don't have to play like other teams play against you, where they're just always going to go for fourth downs and you have to score touchdowns. And I think teams are going to stop doing that against the Chiefs because it doesn't look to me like you have to. We will see. But what a gift. The league is basically saying, here you go. Here you go. That isn't the first thing. The second thing is Henry Ruggs, who is a star young wide receiver for the Raiders that was cut. He went out in Vegas on Monday night, got drunk, drove his vet 156 miles an hour down Rainbow Boulevard, crashed into a Toyota with a lady and a dog in it at 3:40 a.m. Don't judge the lady and the dog. This is Vegas. People work overnight, all night. There's more shift work in Vegas than any place in the world, probably, but certainly any place in America. Hits her in the back of the car at 127 miles an hour. Gas tank explodes. Car catches on fire. She dies. The dog dies. Ruggs stays on the scene. Is impaired when they pick him up. They breathalyze him. They take him in. He's going to jail for a long time. The Raiders immediately cut him. This is a great player. Strictly from a football standpoint, because there's a bigger issue here than football. Strictly from a football standpoint, the Raiders have now lost their head coach and arguably their best wide receiver. It's not going well for the Raiders, and they're in first place. Strictly from a football standpoint, the league seems to be wanting the Chiefs, or the football gods, I guess, not the league. It seems to be aligning. The Chiefs have been relatively injury-free. Their big star players haven't been hurt, and teams are dropping players everywhere. I mean, Tennessee has lost Henry. That changes everything in the postseason. We know that about Tennessee. You know, Cleveland isn't panning out. Cincinnati's the big threat. I mean, it's there for the Chiefs. If they get this together, it's there. Problem is the Chiefs aren't getting it together. They've shown no real sign of doing that. This Ruggs thing is bad. Here's how far we've come. When I was on radio in the 90s, I remember a player with the Rams named Leonard Little, and he got drunk, and he crashed his car, and he killed someone. And he kept playing football. In those days, and the Chiefs were this way, and I found it despicable. Chiefs had a drug lab, basically, in their locker room. They had Bam Morris and Mark Vanover dealing drugs to junior high kids in Independence. They were running drugs up from Texas. Bam Morris had connections. They were running drugs up and selling drugs. There was an FBI investigation taking place. I was reporting on it. I was on the radio talking about it. I was the bad guy because I was pointing this out. I'm like, how can you keep doing this? They get arrested. People keep playing. Everybody plays. And I watched Dale Carter one time practice with one of those electronic ankle bracelets on because he was, you know, he had work release. He would go to the facility and have to stay overnight, but they'd let him out to go play, to go practice during the day. And he had a metal box on his ankle. And the Chiefs were like, well, hey, they haven't convicted him. He plays. That's the way it was in the 90s. Leonard Little killed somebody driving drunk, got 4 years probation for this, no jail time, vehicular manslaughter, 4 years probation, played 11 years in the league, and 4 years later got another DUI and still kept playing. Times have changed. Henry Ruggs' career is over. I don't think anybody can ever take him back. I mean, this would have to be the greatest reform case in history. It's a maximum 10-year sentence, but it looks like he may get the max. Could he get out earlier? If you're driving 156 miles an hour that drunk at 3:40 in the morning, you deserve to go to prison for a long time. You do. This is not, I got drunk, you know, hit a curb, taking a right turn, you know, and crashed. It's not 100. This is crazy. 156 miles an hour on a road in Vegas. This is nuts. He's going away for a long time, but let's say he gets off for good behavior, he gets clean, he never drinks again, he gets out in 5 years. Can a team really take him? I mean, this is just horrific. Horrific things happen with these players. And I am pleased that the times have changed, that there will be real punishment for this. I don't think one drunk driving mistake, he had no intention to hurt anybody or kill anybody, but this is a terrible drunk driving mistake. You know, most drunk drive, people don't know this, most people that get pulled over for drunk driving get pulled over because they're going too slow, or they're wobbling between lanes, or fail to put on a signal, or they make a turn in front of a cop and they go too wide and it looks like, wow, that driver doesn't look normal. But I don't know very many people that think about going and getting drunk and driving 156 miles an hour. This is a bad one. There's no question. And I think the law will make it very difficult for him. Chiefs have a lot of chances, folks. A lot of things opening up for them. Not good. I love the reaction to Aaron Rodgers. Did you see the immediate reaction of the liberals in the sports media? Unvaccinated Aaron Rodgers has COVID-19, or he'd be playing. Like, what? What? Jen Psaki's not playing. She missed the trip to her favorite thing, the climate summit. She missed a free trip to Europe on Air Force One with all the perks that come with it because she's positive after double masking and double vaxxing. No, that doesn't mean anything about Aaron Rodgers. Now, the protocols are different in the NFL, whether you're vaxxed or not vaxxed, which is the stupidest thing ever. How dumb is that by the NFL? You either have COVID or you don't. You're positive or you're not. If you're vaccinated and positive, they treat you differently than if you're not vaccinated and positive. This is a crazy, messed up thing we're doing. In every circle of society, we're seeing it. So they're all over Aaron Rodgers. He was unvaccinated. Well, who cares? Who cares? Tyrann Mathieu was vaccinated and he had to sit. What? Ugh, people are crazy. 360 Document Solutions wants to help. I've heard from more people who are possibly losing their positions in the next few weeks because they have not taken the vaccine, and their company policy will be that we got to let you go. If you listen, there is going to be a glut of talent in the workplace. These are going to be solid, conservative people that are smart, have good positions, and they're going to walk away from their positions. 360 Document Solutions want you. They want the best of the best. They're looking for sales rep, technicians, you name it. If you're worried about your position with your company, 360 Document Solutions is under 100 employees, and they don't care anyway. Mark's already talked to his lawyer, and his lawyer said, you don't worry about any of this stuff. You just hire them, and it doesn't matter whether they're vaccinated or wear masks or whatever. These are not laws. These are mandates. It's ridiculous. They're unconstitutional. 360 Document Solutions lives by that. They want to hear from you or your kid, or, you know, young professionals, anybody that you know, maybe in this category. They want to talk to you about working at 360documentsolutions.com. He's a one-man stimulus for people that could be losing their positions because of mandates. Call Mark Lindquist at 913-745-5344. Listen, this is really simple. If you're talented, you're conservative, and you may be losing your job, or you're looking for a future, call Mark. This is a great company. He's a great dude. It's very successful. Anywhere in the state of Kansas. This is not just a Kansas City area thing. Western Missouri, 360documentsolutions.com, 913-745-5344. And, of course, we're always brought to you by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Excelsior Springs. Man, Mike and Tim are the best. I keep getting looks at my new Chevy Blazer. I love the very short process but fun process of building the car exactly like I like it. That's for me. It may not be for you. They've got more inventory coming in. The inventory is growing at a lot of the dealerships, and Roberts Robinson is the case. Check out their inventory online at robertsrobinson.com or call Tim Trader at Roberts Robinson and say, what do you have coming in the next few weeks? He'll let you know what's coming in the next few weeks. If you're looking for a Chevy truck, maybe a GMC Sierra, we are professional grade at robertsrobinson.com. All right, Kansas played an exhibition game on Wednesday night. Nobody saw it. It's on ESPN+. These things aren't on TV like they used to be. They beat Emporia State 86-60. No big deal. Kansas is going to beat Emporia State by 26 points. They play Michigan State next week, so it's on, and it's on in a hurry. But there's some interesting news around Kansas basketball on a couple of fronts. The first, let's just do the basketball on the floor. Remy Martin did not start. If you don't know who Remy Martin is, he was the Pac-12 player of the year last year. He is transferred with his extra year to Kansas. Didn't look like he was going. This is a great player for Kansas because he's not quite NBA draft material, but he is elite lead guard material at the college level. Does that sound familiar to Kansas fans? They've had a lot of players that fit into that category. I mean, a ton of players have fit into that category at Kansas. Elite level lead guards that aren't probably going to get drafted in the NBA. That's Remy Martin. Remy Martin didn't start. And so I was curious as to why. I thought, well, what is this all about? Is he you know, Jalen Wilson already got a DUI. He'll miss the first three games. What's up with Remy Martin? And Remy Martin did play. There was no suspension. He scored 15 points in 18 minutes. This guy is a great college player. Like a great college player. You're taking last year's Kansas team because they all quit. Remember, they all quit and went pro, and then none of them got to go pro. None of them were quite good enough, which is exactly what you want at Kansas. Everybody's always on Bill Self. Get the elite guy. Get the one and done. Come on, man. He is loaded with a whole bunch of guys in their 20s that are not quite good enough to get drafted that should be a killer basketball team this year when you add Remy Martin to the mix. And he knows it. I mean, this could be one of his greatest teams ever. This team should just absolutely be a freak show, night in and night out, because of their experience. You will not hear Bill Self say this year, oh, well, we're young, you know, no, none of that. They're old. They're really old. They got a bunch of guys that are going to make a lot of money playing professional basketball, but maybe not be drafted in the first round of the NBA. That is exactly what you want if you're Kansas. If you're a Kansas fan, this is exactly what you want. Well, Remy Martin has been a star because he's just been a one-man show. He takes the ball, he dribbles around, he shoots, he scores, he's great. And Bill Self's having none of that. This is the quote. I love Bill Self, man. I'm not lying. I mean, I don't like that he cheats. I don't. I think he's probably better than that, but it's in his DNA. It's Larry Brown tree. It's the people he's been around. That's just what they do. I don't like that. And they're going to get hammered. And more on that in a moment, as Oklahoma State got hammered yesterday for almost nothing compared to what Kansas has done. Remy Martin didn't start. Bill Self said, well, there's things he values, obviously, more than we do. He said they had a crappy practice, and then he made him practice at 7 a.m. So Bill Self does this every year. He busts their balls. He gets them in line. Remy Martin scores 15 in 18 minutes. And after the game, they asked him, well, why didn't you start? And he goes, well, I'm not doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. It's totally basketball related. He's been running around trying to show off in practice, and Bill Self ain't having it. He said it was a bad week for the team. The practices sucked. This player, Remy Martin, has to share, pass, and distribute the basketball, and he's not used to doing that. Bill Self will teach that to him very quickly. My guess is when they play Michigan State, you're going to see a lot of it. This is going to be a tremendous basketball team this year. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, because the penalties are coming down the pike next year or at some point during the season, but probably not affecting Kansas this season. Oklahoma State yesterday, for very little, for one assistant coach taking bribes to funnel players to agents, was given 3 years probation, no NCAA tournament. And people are complaining that it happened 5 years ago and it was different coaches and stuff. That's not an excuse. I've seen a lot of columnists say, this is too harsh. This is 5 years later. Well, it's 5 years later because Oklahoma State has spent 3.5 years appealing, kicking the can down the road. Kansas has done the same thing. Kansas is racking up millions of dollars in legal fees, pushing this thing down the road. What they've tried to do is kick it down the road, hoping there will be legislation change with the NCAA, regime change, new rules. Maybe the NCAA will blow up and go away. Their hope playing the long game is that the entire game will change. Well, to this point, it hasn't. The penalties are getting harsher. Kansas is looking at massive penalties. Certainly probation, no NCAA tournament, and Bill Self perhaps with a show cause. I mean, they're looking at real giant penalties unless they get lucky by continuing to appeal and kick the thing down the curb. And if they continue to appeal and kick it down the curb and something big changes at the NCAA, maybe they get lucky. But that's their only shot. They're going to get hammered. They're going to get hammered. We can tell that by seeing what happened to Oklahoma State. I think it's going to be multiple years, no NCAA tournament, and massive penalties on Bill Self when it comes. I think that's going to happen, but that is not this year. If you're a Kansas fan, enjoy this year. This is going to be a great, great basketball team. Also on this day, today is Thursday, on this day, we don't like to necessarily do free ads, but we definitely love to take care of everyone that listens to KKHI. Don't forget, this is World Series Day at Taco Bell. Ozzie Albee stole a base in game one, and everybody in America is entitled to a free taco today. And it's not just a regular taco. It's like that Doritos Loco taco. It's a bigger taco. It's free. Just swing in there in the middle of the afternoon when it's not the lunch rush. Get your free taco and move on. You don't have to buy anything. Just get it. I may take Jessica later this afternoon. We'll each go get a taco. She won't eat it. It has beef in it. I'll eat both of them. Maybe that'll be my dinner. We can get her a couple of chicken soft tacos and we're out of there. Be a pretty good deal right there. Free tacos all day today at Taco Bell. KKHI is proud to be affiliated with Merriam Body Shop, and I'm going to share a story with you. This is not an advertisement. This is a story about Merriam Body Shop. I told you about my friend Tyler's experience at Merriam Body Shop yesterday. Listen to this from Jeff Moreno. Jeff writes me, "Kevin, just wanted to reach out real quick to give you some feedback on a sponsor. I bought a Jeep in September, and based on your recommendation, I took it to Merriam Body Shop to get the ceramic coating and detail. I just picked it up last night, and wow, they detailed everything to include the wheel wells, the engine compartment. The engine looked like it just rolled off the assembly line. They applied the ceramic coating and buffed it, and it's better than showroom new. Justin was extremely friendly and helped me to arrange for an after-hours pickup. Just want to let you know about my positive experience from one of your great sponsors, Merriam Body Shop, and the new car image." There is nothing for me to say other than if you have a door ding, if you're in an accident, or you just want to get the sweetest detail of your life at a fair price, Merriam Body Shop will do it. I'm going to give you their phone number. 913-362-1198, online at merriambodyshop.com. They are not one of the big corporate body shops, folks. These are great, great dudes that take personal pride and care in everything they do. All right, we're big fans of Jennifer Gilmore here. She was on KKHI last week. On election night, they declared her the winner by 32 votes over Julie Steele, who describes herself as a moderate. What do you think a moderate is? A moderate is somebody that wakes up scared, wears their mask driving around alone in their car, wants the fourth shot, and wants to keep their kids at home. That's a moderate. That's Julie Steele. Well, this was an at-large position. Jennifer Gilmore was up 32 votes, and miraculously, overnight, and then on Wednesday, the Johnson County Election Board says, "We just got 1,143 mail-in ballots." And now Jennifer Gilmore is down 24. So it was a swing of 56 votes out of 1,143. How convenient is that? This is the control of the Olathe School Board. If Gilmore wins, conservatives have complete control of the school board. The mask mandates and everything they're doing to the kids in Olathe will be over. Overnight, it will end. The new board, it's done. It's over. We're going back to normal in the Olathe School District. It's a big school district, a growing school district. It's not shrinking like Shawnee Mission. It doesn't have people bailing out. I got emails from people, and apparently there was a Facebook group yesterday talking about my podcast where I said, move out of Shawnee Mission and go to Blue Valley or Olathe because there's going to be some common sense people taking charge. There are people that are like, they've heard about this, and they're sharing the podcast. Do it. Sell your home. Move 5 miles. It's okay. You can keep your same job. Sell it. The prices are great. Move out here with the conservatives. Come on. Come vote with us. Sell your house. Come vote with us and send your kids to our schools. And let's figure out a way. This runs through Friday. They're going to take mail-ins. This does not look good for Gilmore. Typically, liberals mail things in and conservatives don't. This does not look good for Jennifer Gilmore. But she's only down 24 votes. So they will wait until close of business on Friday when they get all the mail. Then they'll count them. Then they'll recount them over the weekend. Then next week they'll certify. They'll make an announcement and they'll certify. On the line here is the entire Olathe School Board. This will be, I said they were 3 for 3. The other two conservatives won. This would be a third. We're talking conservatives. We're not talking rhinos. There's a rhino or two in there. There's a Romney or two on that board. That's not what we're talking about. You know, those people get scared and they're like, oh, follow the science. Well, what science? You want to follow the Stanford scientists, the Harvard scientists that say you don't need to wear a mask, it's stupid, it doesn't work? Or do you want to follow the stupid CDC and the NIH? It depends on which science you want to follow. That's what this is all about. It's what it's always been about. Which scientist do you want to follow? This is big. We'll keep our eye on that. Go, Jenny. Go, Jenny, for Olathe. We are absolutely behind you. My wife asked me why I left a story about a Fox 4 reporter out of the podcast yesterday. And I said it didn't really fit in with what we were talking about. We were talking election results. It was a big, upbeat, positive thing. Not overly critical of too many things. I'm a little more critical today. I'm finding some things to be a little more critical about. This young lady, I had seen her. She did a live shot live at 5 outside the Mike for Mayor watch party at a place called Another Broken Egg in Overland Park, which we attended. And I watched her and I commented to my wife, who was getting ready in the bathroom. She was doing her hair or makeup or something. I said, wow. I said, check this out. She's outside Mike for Mayor. We're getting ready to go to this thing. I said, come check this out. And she watches it. And this young lady, the reporter, was ad-libbing live on TV, and she was outstanding. And I said, wow, she's really good. I said, that's really, really good. She just knew her story inside and out. She got it right. She didn't stumble around and she didn't do any of that. It was really good. I've never seen her before. I said, So we get there, we're at this deal, and she's assigned this story. She's inside. I'm sitting at a table. I'm near Pat Warren, who's the president of the Kansas Speedway. We spent time with Mike Zinnege and some other people with the Republican Party of Johnson County. And I'm sitting at a table with some folks, and we're all talking. And I look over to the side, and it's, I don't know, a couple hundred people in there, at least 300 in a small place. Nobody's got a mask on, except this woman has one. Because she's standing up in front of the camera and she's doing her live shot. She has her mask on for her live shot. She gets done with her live shot. She takes it off. I had earlier in the evening seen a couple of photographers walk in. One of them for sure was from the Kansas City Star. Walked through the entire place, took pictures, did all kinds of stuff with a mask on. Never took it off. Never. This was a hardened liberal journalist, virtue signaling to everyone in the room, I'm better than you. Nobody gave her a hard time. Nobody said anything. They let her do her work. We don't care. Wear your stupid mask if you want. Knock yourself out. Another reporter came in later and wore one. These were not TV reporters. Again, it was somebody with a camera taking photographs. I don't know what publication. But, you know, Jessica and I were commenting, oh, there's another liberal. Okay, great. You really think that's going to work in here? You think you're helping other people and helping yourself? If so, how does Jen Psaki have this thing? That's what you really what you want to ask them. How did Jen Psaki get COVID? It's really what you want to ask. And is it really that bad if you get COVID now? We have therapeutics. We've got all kinds of things that are working on COVID patients. We don't have a pandemic. We certainly don't have an epidemic in this country. But back to the reporter from Fox 4. About 9:15, Mike gets up and announces we've lost. It was 51-49. It was very close. 500 votes apart. He gets done, and the Fox 4 reporter is now going to interview him. And so she puts her mask back on and pulls it up over her chin to interview him, not covering her mouth or nose. It's just there in case people are looking at her, interviewing him. Well, at least she has a mask. Then, I'm not kidding, she finishes, then she takes it completely off, puts it in her pocket again. She was not wearing a mask in that room. The only time she wore a mask over her mouth and nose, a Fox 4 local reporter, the only time is when she was on live television for people at home to see. Folks, this is so bad. Look, this young person, I don't expect much out of young people. I don't. But this is what colleges are doing to them. They indoctrinate them as liberals. They tell them this is the way you do it. It's fake. It's the absolute definition of fake news. 200 and some people, 300 people in this restaurant see her all night without a mask on, indoors. Then she goes on live TV and she wears her mask. Maybe it's a mandate from a news director. I can't completely blame her. Maybe she's conservative and her bosses say she has to do that when she's on camera. I don't know. I'm not blaming her. That's why I'm not even mentioning her name. I'm not blaming her. At one point, I wanted to go up and tell her about how good her live shot was. That was before I saw her put the mask on for this live shot. The first live shot that we saw on TV was outside the building with no mask. It was at 5 o'clock. The weather was nice. She was in the parking lot. This was indoors, and so she wore the mask only for the live shot. Again, I'm not giving her name. I'm protecting her because I've not spoken to her. I should have gone up and told her. What I really wanted to tell her was her live shot was outstanding. She's got a lot of talent and good luck in your career. That's what I wanted to do. I don't wish her any harm. I don't know whose decision it is that she's putting a mask on for her live shot for Fox 4 for people at home to see. But you want to know why Mark Alford quit at Fox 4 and why he's running for office? This is part of it. If the policy at Fox 4 is, we don't care if you wear a mask or not, but put it on if you're indoors doing a live shot. Put it on indoors if you're doing a live shot. If that's the bosses at Fox 4 telling her that, shame on all of you. That's fake news. That is the definition of fake news. You're fake and you're a fraud. And it's sickening. I think you know what I'd do if I was still working there? I'd get in so much trouble. I'd have my mask on doing live shots and I would let people know I'm only wearing this mask because I'm on live TV. I would say it. I say, I'd just let you know I'm wearing this because my bosses make me. And then I'd do the report. If you're wondering why I look stupid here wearing this mask, I would. I'd get fired. Well, I'd get suspended first. Then I'd probably get fired. Then I'd go to work at bstock.net and I'd sell brand new Samsung TVs for pennies on the dollar. It is Black Friday all November at Bstock. I'm spreading the word to my friends. The guy that broke our fiber line here yesterday came and repaired it. I told him about it. He's like, where'd you get this cool TV, man? I said, I got it at Bstock in Olathe for 30 to 40% less than Best Buy. Here's your Black Friday all November special at Bstock. TU7000 Samsung gorgeous TV, 65-inch, $450. This has a fantastic picture. It's one of the most popular TVs you can get. If you want to upgrade to the 70-inch, it's only $50 more. 70-inch Samsung, $499, bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. Just remember, it is Black Friday all November at bstock.net. And Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch in Overland Park, the jeweler you recommend to your friends and family. Online at joslynsjewelry.com. See Gary or Dave or Cameron, any of my friends. They're on the showroom floor. They're non-commissioned sales reps. There is no pressure. It is more common than not to go look at things and walk away and not buy anything and think it over. That is okay. That is okay. In fact, while you're shopping, they're more than happy to clean your rings, change your watch battery, do whatever it is that you need. They do all these things complimentary. Their jewelry repair is the best in Kansas City. They do it typically for half the cost of the places at the mall or the big national chains. Very inexpensive jewelry repair done by professionals that have been in the business for decades. Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Online at joslynsjewelry.com. All right, the fallout from the national elections has been fantastic. It's been funny watching these people melt down. I think my favorite, because he looked nutty in the 90s and now looks pretty normal because James Carville hasn't changed much. He is now saying that Democrats lost school board positions, gubernatorial races, all kinds of things all over the country because of, quote, stupid wokeness, unquote, and lunacy. James Carville says people on the left in his party need woke detox. They need to go to a woke detox center. Listen, here's what happened. They somehow became emboldened during Trump. They came out of the woodwork like cockroaches at night, and they started telling the truth. They started saying the truth. We want anarchy. We want to defund the police. We want complete control of your mind. We want to tell you what you can think and say. They started telling the truth, and America said, we don't like the truth. We don't like your open border, your openly open border. We don't like defunding the police. We don't like critical race theory, which is racist against white people. There is no question about that. Anybody will admit that, that is racist against white people. We do not like racism being taught in schools. All of these things come to play, and we fought back. Conservatives and parents fought back. James Carville has noticed this. The pundits on TV have noticed that they see it. So now they're saying, well, the racists won. They won because their people are racist. Racism's over in America. It's a losing game for the Democrats. If they keep it up, they will continue to lose. It is a losing item. It is not real. It's fake, and everybody knows it. There is opportunity everywhere in this country for people of all races, religions, genders, sexual preferences. It is sitting here for anybody that wants it. It's available in America, and everyone knows it. It's a losing item for them. These are all losing items. So here's the problem we've got in the next year. This has occurred to me over the last 24 hours. They spent decades lying to us, saying, oh, I'm not for that. And then they get in there, and they're for that. It's just like this Julie Steele is a moderate running for Olathe School District. Oh, I'll bet she's moderate. I'll bet she's got three jabs in her arm. I'll bet her kids get the jab the first day it's available. I'll bet she's got custom N95 masks for all of them. I'll bet they wake up scared. That's not moderate. But I'll bet that's her. I'll bet that's moderate Julie Steele. Okay? So they're going to go back to their old playbook. They realize that you cannot be honest and be a liberal. You can't. You will lose in America. If you tell people what you stand for and what you're going to do, you're going to lose. Joe Biden's the classic example. Doesn't matter whether the election was fraudulent or not. He won. He won lying to America. He wasn't going to open the border. He was going to fix COVID-19. He wasn't going to do mandates. They weren't going to fire people. They didn't believe in these things in schools. He believes in parents' rights and that he gets in there, and here it comes. He lied. Look, you're either in the closet or out of the closet in politics. I can make a real strong argument that Mike Vermeyer in Overland Park lost because he was out of the closet. He came out and said, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool conservative. If you want that, this is good for Overland Park, do it. If he'd have played it more moderate, he might have won. It's possible. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I just know that I dig guys like Mike Zinnege who say, here's what I am. I have more respect for AOC and Bernie Sanders than I do Joe Biden because you know they're crazy. They're bat spit crazy and everybody knows it. They're at least out there telling you about the stupid things they want to do. And if that works in their little district or their state, whatever, it isn't going to work nationally. They'll get rejected every time. I don't like the frauds. Obama was a fraud. Biden was a fraud. Trump was not a fraud. I can argue in many, many cases that George W. Bush was a fraud. Ronald Reagan was not a fraud. You know what? I'll say this about Bill Clinton. He was who he was. He was a conservative Democrat. And he ran on that. That was the 90s. He could do that. And he won, and people liked it. Some Republicans liked it. You know, he had a lot of policies and programs that would never fly in the Democrat Party today. I'll give him credit on that. Jimmy Carter was a fraud. Nobody knew who he was. And he got in there and was just, oh my God, it was so bad. He's Biden. It's the same thing. I respect politicians who say who they are. Trump did that. You know who he is. A lot of people didn't like that. Whatever, he did it. But this crap of they're all going to go back to it. They're going to go back to lying to us. They're not going to tell us who they really are anymore. James Carville's right. The stupid wokeness and the lunacy cost him big time. And I said on yesterday's podcast, we have to keep this up for another year. We want these people to go bat spit crazy for a year. We want this. We want all the critical race stories. We want all the defund police. You know, if they want to burn some buildings somewhere and nobody gets hurt in the summer, knock yourself out. Let's go. Let's have some riots in the summer. I'm good with that. As long as nobody gets hurt. Keep it coming. Paint your murals. Tear your statues down. Let's go. Carville said, are you kidding me? We're taking the name Lincoln off of high schools and taking Lincoln statues down? We can't agree as Americans that Lincoln was great? He was a Republican, so they want his stuff down. Carville's like, people see this. They know. They're not voting for this. We love that Democrats and liberals are being honest about who they are. Keep it up. Keep it up. Amazing Garage Floor still has time this winter to put a brand new garage door floor, garage floor in for you. John Hutchins and his team are the best in Kansas City. They would love to do it, man. I'm telling you, when that salt and sand comes and that snow melts in your garage, you cannot believe how easy it is to get this out and how much it protects your concrete. It almost is like creating a new space in your garage. I'm going to paint my garage. I'm going to put the floor in. Some guys put heaters in there and like to smoke cigars in the wintertime or whatever, or they have a workbench and a shop in their garage. Put a heater in your garage, paint the walls, put this floor in. It's like adding space to your house without building on. It really is an amazing garage floor. AmazingGarageFloors.net, 913-901-7139. And our friends at Elite Automation have been with us from the very beginning at KKHI. They design and install intelligent building automation systems that can save you thousands. If you have a warehouse building or an office building, church, school, have them out. It's free. It's free. Call Elite Automation and ask them if they can save you on your energy costs this winter. The price is going up. You're getting gouged. You need these people more than ever. 913-766-2188. Check them out online at EliteAutomate.com. Really good folks. Okay. I took to Twitter after I saw the name of a representative from Congress named Nancy Mace from South Carolina. She went on TMZ and was talking about the research Dr. Fauci is doing. Dr. Fauci today is headed to Capitol Hill. He's going to be on the Senate. Appearing before the Senate, they're going to grill him again on the bad research he did, the gain-of-function research. I can't imagine that Beagles will not come up with the Senate today. You know that I've been in touch with Kansas State. I reached out to the office of the president. I received some replies back from his assistant. They referred me to the director of the vice president of communications and marketing. And so I emailed that person. That is Jeffrey Morris at Kansas State. Everybody's talking about these Beagles, and I see people responding to me that this is some kind of fake outrage. No, I did not know. I don't know many people that knew our universities and our tax dollars were purchasing from breeders 9-week-old puppies, torturing them and killing them at our universities for tick research. I'm sickened by it. So I'm doing everything I can, notifying people as I can. I tweeted back to this Nancy Mace in South Carolina. She appears to be lost because she was on TMZ and they were talking about how we're doing this overseas. No, it's happening here. Look, if it's happening at the University of Georgia, it's happening at K-State. I had a listener who's a big Mizzou fan. He says Mizzou has a great vet med school. They're probably doing it too. It could be happening at dozens of schools. This is seriously one of the most disappointing and pathetic responses I've ever received. I contacted Kansas State and said, are you doing this? Is it going to continue? And I will not stop talking about this and going on other media outlets. I went on KCMO 710 and podcasting until somebody responds with an answer or a statement. Well, I got my statement. This is from Jeffrey Morris about killing beagles, torturing and killing beagles at K-State for tick research. The research is not on beagles. The research is about ticks. Mr. Keatsman, I am familiar with your work in the Kansas City market and listened to you many times over the years. Thank you for sharing your concerns about the use of animals in research. We will take them under serious consideration. To answer your question at this time, we plan to continue research into very serious tick-borne diseases which affect people and animals around the globe. These diseases have no cures, and unfortunately there are times when small numbers of animals must be used in research. The scientists and veterinarians who work with these animals are committed to following responsible and humane practices under the Animal Welfare Act and Health Research Extension Act. Thank you, Jeff Morris, Vice President, Communications and Marketing. So I'm interpreting it that as, yes, we're killing beagles here, beagle puppies, and we're going to continue killing beagle puppies. I responded back to Jeff. I have great respect for you and your position at Kansas State University and know this is a difficult spot for you. I find this policy by the university to be absolutely disgusting, and I'm completely embarrassed this program is not stopped. I know if the money had not been allotted, this would not be taking place at Kansas State, and that's the worst part. I can't believe any veterinarian would be involved in this. Are you certain there are actually veterinarians doing this work? Kevin, I've not received a response back yet. Do you think veterinarians are doing this? Oh, I understand crazy libs like Fauci that you know think they're God and that killing these beagles is just a byproduct of saving the world somehow in Manhattan, Kansas. Come on. This is stupid. This is sick. It's evil. You're twisted. And Kansas State would not be doing this if they didn't get $531,000. There's no way they'd be doing it without that money. They would not be doing it. And I don't believe it, man. I remember my daughter was deciding to go to college and she loves animals. She kind of wanted to be a vet. And she said, she's changed maybe now. She's a researcher. She's doing pediatric COVID research at Children's Mercy. She's a rock star. Okay. She's really bright and she's channeling her intelligence into helping into what she believes is the best way to help others and to help children. That's honorable. Okay. And she works with Petri dishes and stuff a lot. I remember her saying, I would love to be a vet, but I don't think I could ever put down a dog or a cat. I said, well, that's really sweet. And of course, veterinarians put down dogs and cats. We do it in a humane fashion at the end of their life when they're suffering and they're miserable and there's nothing you can do for your pet. We've all done that. That's not what this is. I can't believe there are veterinarians that became veterinarians to help animals that would take a 9-month-old beagle puppy, put 100 ticks on this dog, for a week to 10 days after jabbing the dog with a bacteria to see if the bacteria is transmitted to ticks and what happens. And then they just kill the dog because the dog is suffering so much. What's the humane way of doing this? Oh, we put them on some kind of morphine. We turn them into zombies while we're killing them. That's not humane. This is the worst work possible. And I'm waiting to meet somebody who had a relative that died from a tick bite. I'm waiting for this. That's your honorable research. We're afraid of dying of it. I got people blasting me back. Oh, this is fake. You're fake. You're really? Okay. So let me get this straight. You're more afraid of dying from a tick bite. You're more worried about dying of a tick bite than you are about the life of a beagle puppy. You're a sick person. That's all I can tell you. You've got serious, serious, sick problems. CBD-GC.com is a great sponsor of KKHI. Stacey Higgins, a personal friend of ours. Green Compass CBD is USDA organic. Very little THC, none at all, not traceable. They grow their own. There's no middleman. Great for pain and inflammation. Topical creams, roll-ons, calming meds, focus, everything. Check them out online, CBD-GC.com. If you'd like to sign on and do a little side hustle, make some money on the side, Stacy can hook you up with that as well. You can do it from home in your part-time. 913-961-3881. This is a growing industry. These are the Mercedes of CBD products. These are the best. This is the best you can get. If you want to learn to sell them or if you want to take them for something you have, log on to CBD-GC.com. It is my friend, Stacey Higgins. We finish with something fun, and that is from actor Tom Hanks, who's a liberal. But he said something honest. He said something fun. I like honesty, and I like fun, and I like to try to end. I know I've had a couple of podcasts recently where I've ended on a downer, man. I'm really sorry. I'm trying my best to not do that. Tom Hanks was on one of the late night shows, which I would have watched that part. I don't like the monologues because it's all leftist politics and stuff, but I don't stay awake late enough to get to the guest part. Tom Hanks was on and was asked if he had, he was in the Apollo 13 movie or whatever. They said they took William Shatner into space for Star Trek. Why didn't they ask you? And he said, well, they did ask me. And the host said, well, why didn't you go? And he said, well, I'm doing well. You know, we got it pretty good, but $28 million to fly for 12 minutes into space? Yeah, it's a little too rich for my blood. Tom Hanks, a fiscal conservative. How about that? Dude's got hundreds of millions of dollars. If you wanted to write a check for $28 million to fly into space, he could do it tomorrow. He says, I'm doing well, but hey, not that well. Look, Captain Kirk went for free, right? William Shatner, it was reported that he went for free. Tom Hanks is probably looking at one of these auction sites where they auctioned off a flight and it went for $28 million. Pretty sure Jeff Bezos would let Tom Hanks go for free or for a couple million or something just to pay the fuel. Hey, if you pay for the fuel, look, Tom Hanks should have said, I don't believe in rockets. I'm a global warming guy. I don't think we should be doing this. So maybe he wasn't being honest, but I did like the humor of, I ain't spending $28 million to go into space for 2 minutes and be weightless. And I agree with that. If it ever became safe enough to go to the moon and stay overnight and walk on the moon or something like that, now you got my attention. That'd be kind of fun. Go to Mars, walk around a little bit, come back home. That'd be pretty cool. But just weightlessness up there at 100,000 feet or whatever it is, 75, I don't know where they are. That doesn't really seem like going to space to me. But that's just me. Tom Hanks, not going anytime soon, not going for $28 million. Hey, please help spread the word about KKHI. Tell your friends and relatives about it. And please hit the like and follow button. Very important. If you can do that, I run into a lot of you saying, no, I haven't done that yet. Please do it. Please do it. It really helps with the podcast. It helps with our standing with Apple Podcasts and Podbean and things like that. They rate you based on that. The search engine optimization and things like that are rated based on that. It really helps if you follow the podcast or if you show somebody new how to do it. So a lot of people have never listened to a podcast and don't know how. If you show them, go ahead and hit the like and follow button for them when you do it. That'd be awesome. Again, we have a patron program, and we'll be putting a patrons podcast up later today. We'll have the Thursday night football selection from Lee Sterling for free for patrons. If you go to kkhasissues.com, in the upper right-hand corner, it says become a patron. It's $5 a month. We do three or more podcasts a week, bonus for the patrons, and we do the newsletter every week for the patrons, and they seem to enjoy it. And it's sort of a little club, and we have get-togethers, and we have private parties, and it's fun. If you'd like to join, we'd love to have you join. Go to kkhasissues.com. It's $5 a month to get even more and do all the meet and greets and the local things that we do when we get together. It's a lot of fun. It's good conservative folks. It's good conservative fun with Kevin Kietzman as Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.